Welcome back to Gino Afternoon, made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. And our next guest is from the Juno Dance Theater, and it's going to preview this weekend's spring showcase, which includes Snow White, Bridget Lujan. Bridget, how are you?
Hi, Andy.
It's
I'm well.
So
thank
good
you.
To see you.
It's nice to see you, too.
We used to serve on the arts board together many years ago. Always fun memories of doing all that stuff. And
absolutely.
You've just stayed so involved in the arts and in the dance programs that you do. Like you were sort of saying, you kind of have two full-time jobs, right? One
do.
You don't get paid for at all, but
oh,
you do
no.
as a love. And yeah.
Well, I am the executive director at Juno Dance Theater, so I'm officially on the payroll.
Oh, okay.
But,
all right.
You know,
okay.
Some more volunteer hours behind the scenes,
that's
perhaps.
That's right.
But
that's right. Yeah. Well, so yeah. Tell me about – first off, there's a local production, but tell me a little bit about just the Juno Dance Unlimited.
Sure.
And all the different stuff
sure.
that you guys are up to.
Juno
yeah.
Dance Theater, formerly Juno Dance
right.
Unlimited, been
yep.
around since the early 70s. We teach year-round instruction, dance, focusing classical ballet, but we have other genres. We've got adult modern in there and tap and some other options depending on the semester and who's available to teach. We have about 120 students during our normal school year. And then we operate the Fine Arts Camp in the month of June. We have summer programs going. The studios hop in pretty much
yeah.
year-round. And then, of course, we're probably most known for our production of The Nutcracker.
Sure.
And maybe even Juno's Got Talent, because that's
yeah,
been
that's true.
Coming on.
That's
yeah.
been a big one, too, yeah. And then, so summer programs, are those all booked up already, or is there still?
No. Registration is open for Fine Arts Camp now. Folks can go on and choose their selections. It's for K through 6 and a multidisciplinary arts program. We've got fine arts. We also have other things like archery and different types of not arts.
right, but activities
but it's
and fun. And, yeah,
it's
those
fun
things.
For kids, and there's lots of openings still. We'll have registration open for that right up until classes start. So some things fill up, but that's at junodance.org. They can families can go in and see what we've got going on there. And we have a young dancer program that starts July 15th, and it's just a 1 week. It's for three up to age 12. And there's options for creative movement and pre-ballet and then two levels of classical ballet. So, again, junodance.org to check out all of that fun programming.
Well, cool. Well, let's talk about Snow White, which is this
yes,
weekend,
please.
Right? It's tonight and tomorrow. Is that right?
Opening night's tonight. We'll be there in a little bit, 7
yeah.
o'clock at JDHS Auditorium.
And so right now, like, because the shows are happening tonight and tomorrow, the tickets are available now. If you want tickets, just show up at the door and buy at the
yes,
door.
Yes, that's
yeah.
right. It might be confusing or misleading if you go online to purchase and it says online sales are closed. That's just because we've closed the online portion and picked up all of our tickets from the Jack. But please do come. The auditorium is quite large.
Yes.
I'm quite certain it will not be sold out as much as I would like it to be. The sun is shining, and I don't fear that we will sell out. So please do come to the door. Tickets are $20 for general admission and $15 for students, youth, and seniors.
So tell me about this. This ballet, this play, ballet, this, you know, this
yeah,
production.
Yeah, yeah. So it's our spring showcase, and we always do have a spring showcase, but this year it's a little different because part one will be what audiences are familiar with from us. It'll be the progression of our young dance students, our tap dance, our modern, and just some of those it's a little bit of a recital feel, but it gets gives the opportunity for all of our students to perform.
It's super fun to watch all the different levels of students, right?
And they are adorable,
super
and we
adorable
have,
and cute, and then people who are getting really
yes.
skilled.
And we
really,
have
yeah.
the very popular all boys class, which is a hit. Last year they did a number from Popeye. The Robin Williams, I Am What I Am. Oh, they brought down the house and were adorable. And this year they've got a Chattanooga Choo Choo piece that is, I mean, they're in their little engineers, jumpers and hats and bandanas. Yeah, it's very, very cute. Definitely they steal the show. Alicia Fallberg teaches our tap and modern classes, and they've got pieces up there. And Leslie Wagner teaches our adult modern adult beginning modern class, and she's got a piece up there as well to showcase. So everyone's been busy. Janice Hurley teaches those young dancers. Everyone in town knows Janice. I think she's busy over at Thunder Mountain with Young Frankenstein. I mean, there's just so much going on. And but Janice has been working her young dancers, pre-ballet creatives and level one. So that's all part of our part one. It runs about 40 minutes before intermission. And then we come back, take a quick break, come back, and reveal the scenery, and the ballet of Snow White runs 50 minutes for Act Two. Act Two of our showcase is the full ballet of Snow White. So
now, is that a ballet that's kind of a recent thing, or is that something that's been performed as a ballet for a long time?
The story there are many versions of the classical tale. Mm-hmm. This particular version was choreographed by Laszlo Berdo, who is internationally renowned. He's choreographed all over the world, and he's quite in demand. And he came to Juneau in February and set his version of Snow White. He was commissioned originally to choreograph this piece in 2006 for a school in Ohio. It's been performed around various mm-hmm. places, this production is unique in its original choreography for us. So this is the Laszlo Berdo version.
And he came here and worked with
the choreography in 10 days, set the choreography on the cast of 43 dancers.
I don't know what goes into that because I've never been involved in ballet, but does that mean that he's sort of making an assessment of the skills and abilities of each dancer and then sort of placing
the younger dancers, our artistic director was able to cast them early on because he's familiar with the abilities and the roles in the show. So things like the forest critters in Snow White, they come out, they have such a good time. They cheer up Snow White when she's sad and lonely and lost, and they help her after she's dead. Well, I don't want to give away the ending, of course. I mean, but who knows? Who knows what could happen?
Seems like she might be dead.
But bunny rabbits are our youngest group in this cast. And we've got fawns, and then, again, the progression on up. So with each part, our artistic director was able to do that. But when Laszlo came to town, he cast all of the featured soloists and mm-hmm. the leads and those come out of our level 6 class, and our level 5 class. They're the dancers that are on point, and they wear those torture devices on their feet and make it look so beautiful. And it was quite the process. So he did that the first day, and then 10 days straight, he worked with each group during class time and afterwards and during our rehearsal blocks, which are on the weekends. And then all of a sudden we have a show. So he left it in the hands of our ballet master, Catherine Fowle, and she's been teaching class and rehearsing the dancers, and they're prepared. The show looks great. The costumes are vibrant and colorful. The scenery is amazing. Ron Antea built our entire set out of the goodness of his heart. And it's complex. There's a lot of big set pieces and moving parts. And
that's cool.
Yeah.
That's a challenge in and of itself.
Yes,
really.
It is.
Yeah. And doing the changes of scenery and,
hopefully
that kind of thing.
We'll be invited back to the auditorium again.
Right. Sure.
It's a really nice opportunity. We've been wanting to complement our winter production of The Nutcracker. We've been wanting to get a full-length ballet on the stage. We've been doing excerpts for a number of years. And way back in JDT history, Janice Hurley had some story ballets that were performed by younger dancers. But this is the first time we've kind of done, okay, let's do it. Let's go for it.
Go for it in spring. Do a full ballet, full production.
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Exciting. Yeah.
There's some fun characters. You'll see the Evil Queen is amazing, and she's got these creepy creature minions. And the forest creatures, the dwarves are hilarious.
Is the mirror a character?
The mirror is a character.
I like
that.
Yes. Yeah.
And there's a little surprise about the mirror because the queen gets really mad there. She's just not getting the answer she likes when she asks that question.
It's a tough on that mirror. It's tough for that mirror.
Actually, Alicia Fahlberg is dancing that role with us in pointe shoes and everything.
Oh, that's
so
great.
Yeah, I don't want to give away all the secrets, but
cool.
That was fun to get one of our faculty up on stage.
And that the first show is tonight at 7.
Yes.
And then there's two shows tomorrow, one at 2 and one at 7.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep, 2 o'clock matinee. House will open half an hour before the show, but there's things to do in the lobby. You can purchase flowers. You can get information about our upcoming programs. There's candygrams to send to the dancers. There's little concession tables and things like that. So come early. Come in out of the sun.
But yeah,
2 o'clock, 7 o'clock. Tickets available at the door. I think tomorrow's tickets are still online. So if you're looking for tomorrow, you can still do that. But we've got three shows only.
And how many dancers involved in total?
There's 43 in
the cast. 43 dancers in total. That's great.
Yeah.
So that's a whole moving mass
yes.
of herding cat kind of yes. operation too,
plus
right?
the 30 or so that go in Act 1. Or it might even be – I'm probably doing bad math. But, yeah, there's the whole first part.
Right.
So we all those dancers will – do their thing and then run away and then no
and watch. Yes.
Get out of the way of
right.
the set.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, Bridget Lujan from Juno Dance Theater, thanks so much for coming in and letting us know what's going on. It's the Spring Showcase, Snow White, plus a whole bunch of other fun stuff happening right before that as well. It's all starting tonight at 7 o'clock, and then there's two shows tomorrow, 2 and 7. Tickets are at the door. Tickets for tomorrow's shows are still online, but tickets are at the door for all three shows. Bridget, thanks so much for coming in and
have
a great show.
You
It'll be
too.
Sounds wonderful.
Oh, you too. You yes, continue to have a wonderful show.
The rest
you
of the show will be great.
Good job.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Andy.
All right, coming up next, here's Bird Note.